Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective, and more affordable than you might think. Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
On the show, 603-283-6160, 603-283-6160 is the phone number for you to call. You can bring up whatever is on your mind. You can tell us what you think about what we're talking about, or you can bring up a new subject. It doesn't matter. It's Free Talk Live, and with you on the show tonight, you've got me, Bonnie.
Jay Noon.
And Riley.
And we already have a caller, so I'm just going to go straight into your phone calls and thoughts. Jeremy from Australia. Jeremy, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hey, everybody, wave. You are live on TikTok.
Yay!
Oh, wow,
excellent,
that's so
news.
Cool. Well, thank you, Jeremy. Thank you for your work on that. Hello, TikTok.
So that's basically it. We got over 10,000 followers now. Hey, Riley. And that also has allowed me to make playlists. So there's a bunch of... playlists now for things like Free Roger Ver, yeah, and for callers like Sarah in New Mexico. So if you just want to go listen to Skeeter all day, you can go listen to the playlist of all the calls Skeeter's made over the last few months. So heaps of fun.
Wow. That sounds like heaps of fun. Like,
it does.
I mean, I wouldn't want to listen to Skeeter all day, but maybe someone might.
But I just
somebody
think that's really
love
fun.
To yell at him constantly while they hear all of his calls.
Yeah, there are actually some hosts that tell me, like, oh, answer Skeeter. I like to talk to Skeeter, like Mark does, Colin does.
Speaking of TikTok, I've never, like, actually been on TikTok before, but I'm really glad that the authoritarian psychopaths calling themselves the United States did a thing to ban TikTok, because what's going to happen is a whole bunch of people that like to use TikTok are going to learn about VPNs.
Hmm. Oh, yeah.
So... And as soon as some normie starts using a VPN, they're gonna wake up a little bit, you know, and it's gonna lead them down, you know, possibly to the, these rabbit holes of, you know, freedom and, you know, libertarian ideas and things like that, and how to secure yourself, and then, all my buddies tell me that, you know, are very much into like security and understand about like internet and networking, is you should always be using a VPN. And now a whole bunch of people that really like TikTok are going to be pushed into using a VPN. So I hope that there is like a straight up actual ban. It doesn't get like acquired and still happen. Because let's make VPNs popular.
I agree. Let's make these things popular, because VPNs are ways we can circumvent the internet service providers from handing governments our data.
Well, one thing about it, and I didn't really realize what you were going to say at first, Jay, I thought you were going to say you were happy that the U.S. Empire banned TikTok because you don't like TikTok or something, and I was like, yeah. No, but I realize what you're saying. It actually is a pretty good point, because a lot of people, they don't realize how bad the government of the United States is until it actually puts its boot on their own neck, and some people's issue may actually be TikTok, because a lot of people really enjoy it, and if they find themselves unable to use the app that they enjoy the most just because the United States government tells them, oh, we aren't going to allow you to do that, maybe that might start waking them up to the possibility that a voluntary society is really the way to go, and coercion, aka the parasite class called the government, is not the best way to organize society.
Another thing is, so my dad always said, is like, people just don't care until their ox gets gored.
Yeah.
So like, you know, 200 years ago, if your ox got gored, meaning that, you know, somebody shot it or stabbed it or hurt it or whatever, or it got lamed, and you couldn't use your ox to work your farm, you know, you maybe only had one aux, you'd be, your family would be in a lot of trouble, you know, especially if you lived in the north. So the thing is, you like, one of Ian's phrases he would say, he says often to people and new people is, what brought you to the ideas of liberty or libertarianism? It wasn't an exact phrase like that my dad used to use when I was a kid. But, you know, what brought you to the ideas of liberty, essentially, it was, you know, after the Ron Paul revolution, like, the answer is mostly Ron Paul. But when I was a kid, my dad was a libertarian, you know, he was like the original anarchist. And quite often what he would ask people how they, you know, got into liberty or the freedom movement, it was, they're like, oh, I got an IRS audit.
Yep.
And, you know, one way to create a libertarian is by getting them audited by the IRS. And then they start realizing that, oh, you know, you're using my signature against me on this document that you told me I was required to sign, you know, for example. But yeah, so it's, with this TikTok ban, a lot of people are addicted to TikTok, and I don't like social media at all, but it's not, you know, government's place to be doing it. And like, for example, I'm not letting my kids have a smart device probably until they're 18 years old. We'll see what happens. They're only 2 and 4 right now, but I definitely don't want them on social media.
Well, they've got a few years to go.
Right. and the thing is, yeah, TikTok probably, you know, definitely does a lot of bad stuff, but the fact that TikTok's getting banned, I actually like TikTok now, just because it's getting banned.
Right, and that's exactly how I came to the ideas of freedom, or started realizing how important freedom is. Is the police in my small town in Utah started just kind of targeting me after one weird arrest that I didn't end up getting charged with what they were trying to charge me with or anything. And I realized how I didn't know my rights. I started looking into it. I find all these videos online of people getting like shot by cops and all these terrible stories. And I start being like, wow, I can't believe people don't know about this. I need to spread this idea to people. And basically that was it. It was literally my aux was gored. My life was affected, so I started to realize or think about these things. And I'm not blaming people who've never thought about it, whose lives haven't been affected by government. It's not that you're just like, I really don't think you should feel like you're just selfish and unless it happens to you, because I think about this in almost every aspect of my life. When I'm sick, I really care about myself being sick, and then later I'm thinking about like a friend is sick, and I'm thinking about like, wow, that when I was that sick, it's a hard like meta thing to discuss, but I'm thinking like, well, when I was that sick, I remember it was like the most important thing to me. That's probably how they feel right now. That sucks. And you can never really feel as bad for, not never, but yeah, this is gonna make me sound bad. It always feels like it's more like you got to remind yourself to feel bad for other people's bad situations, but it's so obviously horrible and terrible when you have a cold, you know what I mean? So sometimes it's a good reminder to remind yourself to be empathetic of other people with their situations. And the government going after people is definitely one of those things. Like, I don't like to like you know, attack people for not caring much about like my husband being in prison, because the thing is, they will start to notice and care more when the government is doing similar things to them.
Yeah.
What do you think about that, Jeremy?
Well, yeah, when you haven't had a situation where someone close to you has these sorts of things happen to you, when you read the newspapers, you just believe every word that it says. And then it's even knowing that, and when you know a bit about the story, you're like, that's not what happened at all. But then you turn the page and believe every word that the next article says that you don't have any knowledge of firsthand. So yeah, it definitely makes a difference when it happens to you.
I totally agree.
It's definitely easy to have knowledge of things that are happening to you and in your own backyard. And for me, it was my libertarian journey began, like I've mentioned on the show before, with the Bundy situation in Nevada, where Cliven Bundy was getting in trouble for grazing cattle. And I have friends that went down. We protest the free speech zone. And when libertarianism came to my life, it was because of Free Talk Live and that protest for the free speech zone. And I, when the Free Talk Live got raided in March of 2016, that definitely woke me up to liberty a lot more, because here it is happening. A government is attacking a radio show that I value, and it wakes me up to the fact that, you know, these tyrants, despots, and thieves are just tyrants, despots, and thieves. And I would rather be part of a show like Free Talk Live that's going against these sorts of people.
Well, one thing I think about a lot is that I think most people, and I used to, just assume that everything that was on the news was as fact-checked as it could possibly be, as real and as factual as the writer could possibly know. But now I know that that's not even the case. They always have an agenda. They're skewing things, making stuff completely up, cutting 10 minutes of an interview out just to find the one weird thing someone said that made them look bad. And you shouldn't just read an article and assume you know everything about a person. But thank you so much for the call, Jeremy. I really appreciate your work on the TikTok, and I'm really happy that we are now live on TikTok. That means that we got 10,000 followers, which is just so great. Thank you so much, TikTok.
Thank you for your service, Jeremy. This is wonderful that we're live on TikTok now. We've got more ears and more eyes.
You have a good rest of your night. The next caller we have is TJ the Spy. TJ the Spy in Colorado, what's on your mind?
Wow, Havani, I just wanted to let you know I tried calling in on the SIP line, and it was nothing but silence.
Well,
but
that is because Jeremy uses the SIP line.
Oh, I see. So, okay, so that's why someone was already on there.
Yep.
That makes sense. Okay, cool. Well, they're going after Bitcoin on all the people.
Right.
So I've noticed in the past 2 days, Roger Ver was arrested. The Samurai wallet creators were arrested. Samurai is a wallet that runs Bitcoin, and it allows you to do coin joins through a mixer, so it offers a level of anonymity and privacy to your Bitcoin transactions. And then they arrested the Ethereum Tornado Cash developers, and then, of course, they arrested Ian Freeman and John McAfee. So it's like they're everybody who's touching crypto is getting the shaft of the government.
You didn't even mention the one I was going to – I have the story for tonight. It's the Binance founder, Changpeng Zhao.
Yeah, I know about that one. Changpeng Zhao, yeah, founder of Binance. He was his company agreed to pay a fine, and I'm not sure if he's going to face criminal charges.
He got 4 months in prison for allowing money laundering, they're saying. Yeah, they seem to be going after everyone involved in cryptocurrency. Cryptocurrency, Bitcoin, was not issued by the government. They shouldn't have any kind of say over what people do with it. It's absolutely ridiculous that just because something gained value, the government thinks that they can just apply their old laws from the Patriot Acts to something that didn't exist when the Patriot Act was written. It's absolutely insane.
Yeah, and I just want to speak to the previous, or to Riley's point of when we got raided in 2016, that, you know, the case turned out to be a total flop, and they never came back with charges and never will come back with charges, and it was great to get our stuff back.
Well, when the largest distributor of child pornography is coming after you, I mean, they're going to raid your show and do things to you. But of course, they're not going to mention, oh, sorry, we messed up. Here's your stuff back.
That's
we apologize. We'll give you some money.
We never got out of the FBI. We never got an apology. Sorry we dragged your name through the mud, because all of our sponsors dropped us right after the raid.
I'm sure.
It was a huge hit to the show because the allegations that were surrounding and the suspicions, and it took, you know, 6 years and 2 federal lawsuits to get our stuff back. But the FBI never said formally, Ian Freeman's innocent, no charges, this was a mistake, all the church members didn't do it, that kind of thing. And the media wasn't there. They're always there to report the indictment and do the perp walk. But then the moment you're exonerated, they're not there. You might get a little retraction in the back section that says Ian Freeman's conviction overturned on appeal, but there won't be a huge news coverage if he wins on appeal.
Well, they want the sleazy stuff to make the headlines and the dirty, and you know, it's not dirty stuff or sleazy stuff when someone gets exonerated, you know?
Yes, well,
maybe
I think,
the
Bonnie,
cryptocurrency. Sorry, maybe the cryptocurrency magazines will start to actually cover Ian's situation more if he wins his appeal, because they didn't seem to cover it very well. But if he wins, that might be actually news that they'd want to cover.
Yeah, that would be, because it would be like, I think local Bitcoin shut down because of Ian Freeman's case. Local Bitcoin was like, well, if the government's going to arrest our users, we can't offer them legal protection, so we got to shut down.
Hmm.
That's my theory, anyway.
You might be onto something.
I definitely think that they at least like put some pressure on to local Bitcoins. Well, so there was...
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, go ahead. Sorry, I thought you were about to say
something. Go ahead. Yeah, no. I was going to say that... I hope Ian's doing well in prison. I love the Crypto 6 episode 2 that came out on NBC.
Hmm.
So NBC Boston, if you saw the original Crypto 6 episode where I appear as Mr. Bitcoin, they have a new episode out with you and Ian and all the other people outside the court case. And, of course, they gave the platform to the U.S. Attorney's Office who put Ian in prison. It's like, Ian Freeman knew. He had to have known.
Yeah, I feel like they made it kind of fair by every time the U.S. attorney said something, they would have Ian or someone on Ian's side's response after. But it was still infuriating to watch. That's something that I'm going to be talking about next Wednesday. I'm going to have the NBC Boston video and just have, you know, markers on what parts of the video I want to respond to, because they said some things that were seriously just lies. And then they said things that were mistruths. So one thing that I thought was really annoying, and I don't know if you caught on to this, TJ, but one thing that I thought was really annoying was how they kept talking about, oh, this isn't a Bitcoin case, it's a money laundering case. Well, your money laundering charge was thrown out, so how is that?
Yeah, that's that's what I heard too. And like, I thought the money laundering charge was dropped, and like, they're still talking about it being
a
money laundering?
Well, it was thrown out, and it was appealed by interlocutory appeal. And then the prosecution agreed to drop their interlocutory appeal. I don't know what Ian gave them in exchange for that, but they're not coming. The charge is dismissed, thrown out by the judge, and it's permanently thrown out.
Yep. It's not going to come back. There's no possibility that charge is going to come back. So Ian did not get convicted of money laundering. So, yeah, the government. So Ian Freeman is my husband and the founder of this show, Free Talk Live. And he went to prison for 8 years for selling cryptocurrency. And as the government does when they go after people, they are just bending the truth until they find something that seems like a law was broken, and they just use emotional tactics to convince a jury to put you in prison, and that's what happens.
Yeah, they basically sang a song and dance for the jury, yep. Which is, Ian Freeman, the money launderer, Ian Freeman scams grannies. And, you know, the jury believed that because, you know, they just kept saying, he's a money launderer, he did this knowingly, he defrauded granny. I said, in all the evidence I saw, I didn't see one email where Ian said, congratulations, Mr. Scammer, on getting granny. I want my 10% cut.
Right.
Or, ha ha, Mary Heard got scammed. You should go after, here's some other older elderly people you should go after, Mr. Scammer. So Ian was in the dark the entire time that this was going on.
Right.
Right, because he wasn't doing any scamming. He wasn't doing any laundering. And it's ridiculous that, you know, was convicted of whatever he was convicted of, because he did a very honest and, you know, honorable thing. People gave him dollars, he gave people Bitcoin. And that's all he was doing. So nobody got scammed out of their Bitcoin. Now, if you take your Bitcoin and you go give it to your Nigerian boyfriend because you're a desperate old, you know, lady who's got, you know, then the guy on the other side of the computer scammed you. You add, you know, when you voluntarily sent your Bitcoin to him.
Well, Ian's a much more generous soul than I am, because he, you know, agreed to the forfeiture order of $3.5 million. So, to all of his critics out there, I'm waiting for them to figure out that Ian's already paid the forfeiture order. And
so all these alleged victims have been made whole.
Are getting paid back.
Yeah, yep. And yep. Even though Ian wasn't the scammer. So they should all be, very happy about that, you know, that Ian's. And you know, making it right, even though Ian didn't rob him.
Yeah, I agree.
Never take away the harm he's caused the victims, but giving the money back will bring some sense of... That's what Jane Young, the U.S. Attorney for New Hampshire, said about Ian Freeman.
Well, like, one thing said was that Ian said he was happy that the money is going to go to these people who did get scammed, just not by him, even though he's not the one who scammed them, because he would prefer that his money that the government's going to take from him anyway, because they steal it from your house, and then when you get a conviction, they take whatever they take from your house, no matter, even if it's some gold that you had 10 years before the charges were alleged to have happened. Well, Ian is happy that that money ended up going to these people who were just people who got scammed on the internet rather than it going to the government. So I'd say that that is kind of a...
And that shows why he's much more generous and gracious than I would be.
Me too.
I would be, you know, and so he's very much a minister of peace, spreading the church's mission of financial freedom through Bitcoin. And it's never too late to buy Bitcoin, or in my case, Litecoin, Dash, and Zcash, and a few others. But, you know, it's important that people know that they should get into crypto. I've got my brother into crypto. I got him a Trezor wallet. And he's like, what's Bitcoin Cash? And how is it different than Bitcoin? I say, sit down. We're going to have a bottle of wine and discuss this.
Is your brother as good at math as you are?
No, he's 20 years older, but he works in computer engineering, so he's heard about Bitcoin, and his wife has been buying $50 worth of Bitcoin a month on the exchange, but she doesn't have a wallet yet to take possession of it.
You need your own wallet, yep.
Yeah, so that the exchanges can't seize it. So, anyway, that's all I have to say for tonight. Thank you for taking my call.
Thank you so much, TJ, for the call.
Thank you, TJ.
The number is 603-283-6160. If you would like to get in on the conversation with us, that's 603-283-6160. And I definitely have to agree with TJ that it looks like Bitcoin users and promoters are getting gone after, and it's pretty scary stuff. Like he mentioned, Roger Ver, the people who did the Samurai wallet, is that what he called it?
Yep, Samurai wallet.
I had a little bit of knowledge of that, just I knew that it was a mixer, at least there's a mixer involved.
We talked about this on Saturday, actually, with Captain.
So a mixer is something where you can put your crypto in, get the same amount, maybe less a fee, and then your cryptocurrency can't be traced as easily. Well, of course, the government doesn't want that. 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. We're now on TikTok. Hello, TikTok, and thank you so much to Jeremy. We're live on TikTok tonight, but you can call in at 603-283-6160. More Free Talk Live coming up.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
USA News Update. Pro-Palestinian protests continue on college campuses. Early Thursday morning, Los Angeles police cleared an encampment on UCLA's campus, resulting in the arrest of over 100 people. Meanwhile, Columbia University has announced that all classes and finals will be conducted remotely. The lawyer who represented the two women central to Donald Trump's New York trial denies any involvement in a hush money scheme. Keith Davidson, who represented both Playboy model Karen McDougal and adult film store Stormy Daniels, stated that the $130,000 $1,000 payment to Daniels wasn't intended as hush money to influence the 2016 election. On the stand, he emphasized it wasn't a payoff, it wasn't hush money, it was consideration. A lawsuit filed by an Oregon-based group of climate activists against the U.S. government has been dismissed by a U.S. appeals court. The group had argued the government's energy policies violated their rights to be protected from climate change. John Schaefer, USA News.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It's talk radio that you control, and 603-283-6160 is the phone number. That's 603-283-6160, and Free Talk Live is brought to you by Dash, digital cash. Dash is the cryptocurrency made for spending. You can pay your bills with Dash at Spritz.finance. Plus, they can send dollars to your bank if you still need those for something. Thanks to the Dash DAO for sending us 32 Dash per month for this sponsorship. It's easy to get and use Dash. You can learn more at Dash.org. That's Dash.org. And with you on Free Talk Live tonight, you've got me, Bonnie.
Jay Noon.
And Riley.
And in the last segment, actually a caller called in and brought up that people in the cryptocurrency space have been getting attacked by the government recently and being grabbed and thrown in cages and attack. It seems to me that they really want to go after everyone who is promoting cryptocurrency, most importantly. And
it seems to me like they want to go after certain people who are promoting a different story of cryptocurrency than they want to promote. Like, oh, you can only access cryptocurrency through the way we say so and through an ETF. You can't have your own wallet. You can't do this. You can't do that. How dare you?
Same thing with stocks and bonds. Like, for example, if you own a stock in a company, you actually don't own the stock. Hmm. Who actually holds the stock and owns the stock is a company called the Trust Deposit Corporation. Hmm. And I believe they're out of the Netherlands. So you basically just have a certificate of a stock. You don't actually have a stock. Your stockbroker doesn't even have the stock. No, you know, and so this feels like, you know, a similar thing that they're trying to do with cryptocurrency. because they definitely don't want you having private wallets. And what are they going after Roger Ver for? It is
apparently mail fraud, yes, and tax evasion. And it's for, he left the United States, renounced his citizenship 10 years ago, and they're saying that when he did that, he paid his exit tax, but not enough.
Huh, that's interesting.
Yep, they're going after him 10 years later. I would have thought that there was a smaller amount of time that's allowed to pass. I forget what they call that.
Statute
of limitations.
Right.
I would have thought that it was smaller because I heard something about, if you like don't pay taxes, there's only a 7-year there's a 7-year statute of limitations. They can't go after you after 7 years. So I would have thought it'd be the same, but maybe it's slightly different when it's an exit tax, whatever. It's really dumb.
Who knows what their rules are? I don't even think they know what their rules are.
Right.
They don't. I mean, you know, like... I was just listening to a thing. A bunch of states are rejecting this Title IX. And when Title IX was originally written 50-some-odd years ago, you know, federal United States Code Title IX, it was 37 words. The latest one that the Biden administration did is 459,000 words. This,
wow.
You know, Title IX thing.
Wow.
And the governor of Arkansas, one of the things I listened to on the way in here today was Huckabee's her name. I forget. Sanders Huckabee, whatever. They're basically, you know, vetoing this Title IX thing at a state level, or they're,
Title IX is what? Is it the one where girls have the right to be on sports teams, something like that?
Basically, yeah, it has that. And, you know, the governor of Arkansas was up there with Riley Gaines, and they were doing a press conference, and I heard about probably half of it, and you know, and that's what they were talking about, how is essentially, you know, destroying women, you know this whole deal. And I don't know all what Title IX is about, but who could know all what Title IX is about? 459,000 words.
Whoever's going to read it, right. Of course, but yeah, no one's going to read it.
Yeah, nobody's going to read it. And it's just like these omnibus bills that they passed. None of them read it. It's, but, you know, more and more people are learning it's a fraud. And
the short story, I guess, when you Google it, is it says it protects people from discrimination based on sex in education programs or activities that receive financial federal assistance.
Right. So I don't know if
does it protect me? I mean, I'm a guy. Does it protect me? I guess not.
Probably not.
they probably just wouldn't help you, but it probably does say that, you know, it probably doesn't only say women.
Probably.
I didn't hear this mentioned in the press conference, but it sounds like Arkansas will be not receiving money that comes from Title IX. So like we have Title IV, which is out of the Social Security Administration. I don't know if Title IX is out of the Social Security Administration. That's one thing that's kind of weird when they talk about these different titles is, you know, you could be looking up, you know, a title number, and there's like multiple different, like, you know, agencies these titles could come out of or formats or whatever. So, but like Title IV, it could be United States Code Title IV, but of the Social Security Administration gives the states all kinds of money to incentivize the state to steal children from families and to investigate families. Title IV. And they can drag it out. In fact, we're getting a lot of evidence at these investigative committee hearings that are being held. There was one last Monday that was held at the State House here in Concord.
And how much time before it happened did they give you in advance to know about it? Because I remember last time we talked, you said you didn't know when the next one would be.
No, I found out about it actually when I I was listening to something on YouTube while I was working, and then all of a sudden I hear a familiar voice on YouTube, and it's actually Leah Cushman talking at one, and I'm like, oh, I didn't hear her say that. So I go over and look at YouTube, and I see it's a live stream from the New Hampshire, House of Representatives or General Court, whatever they call it on YouTube, and nobody told me, and I just didn't know about it, and I just figured out the actual link. You got to click like 35 times to go on as House of Reps,
yeah,
whatever website.
I hate all the government websites are as bad as they can possibly be.
And it's a horrible website.
They do that on purpose, I think.
I'm sure.
Yeah, it's got to be done on purpose because they don't want you to really know the truth. They'll claim to be transparent, but it's buried under a lot of links and a lot of layers.
Right. You got to hire some, you know, computer literate, internet literate guy to, you know, research this stuff out and find it for you. Or you could spend like 6 hours doing it yourself and get nowhere. But anyways, the next hearing is going to be on Monday the 13th, May 13th, 11 o'clock at the Legislative Office Building. I forget what room it's in.
And what's the purpose of this meeting?
This is for the people to come forth and essentially give their redress of grievance to the Legislative Committee against DCYF and Family Court. So if you've been injured or harmed by DCYF or Family Court, if you've had to deal with social workers that lie, that have committed perjury, that are incompetent, that are clearly doing wrong things. The last one, there was a woman that her kid was taken from her. Her five-year-old was taken from her because she's letting the kid ride his bicycle up and down a driveway. And the driveway happens to be a Class 6 road.
So scary.
A Class 6 road.
The fact that they can take your kids for that.
She lives at the end of a Class 6 road. A Class 6 road is a road that, like, you know, was used by horses and horses and carriages, you know, 150 years ago, and isn't maintained by the town or anything or the state. It's basically just a dirt road. It's this lady's driveway, and because she's got some, you know, mentally ill, libtard, leftist extremist neighbors, they decided to harass her a little bit and get DCYF involved.
All these Class 6 roads, when I Google Class 6 Road New Hampshire, it's just like surrounded by forest, and some of them they're not even gravel. They're like dirt roads.
Sure.
I don't understand why that would make it, like, if anything, there are a lot fewer people on this than there are on a regular road.
Oh, right. Yeah, yeah. And she lives at the end of this Class 6 road.
Wow. So it's like being in the cul-de-sac anyway.
Right.
I played in the cul-de-sac on normal roads in when I was 5 years old and on military bases as a kid. And me and all the other kids would be on, like, trikes and bicycles, and we'd see a car and we'd all be like, car!
Well, that's what we did when we were kids back in the day. I mean, I remember growing up in small town Ivins, Utah, doing the same thing. You know, we played in the streets and... Yeah, car!
And they don't, and, you know, the pedophile elite, you know, Bill Clinton's buddies and, you know, Epstein's buddies and all these guys at the top who essentially make sure things like, you know, the Child, you know, Adoption Welfare Act of 1997 happens and make sure that all this money gets flowed. And, you know, then they,
it's just like the legal way to steal children. Right, really scary.
Yeah, yeah. And it's, and the thing is, there is a whole anti-family culture. Black Lives Matter, for example, was an anti-family narrative.
How?
It was right in their manifesto or whatever it was, in their mission statement, that they were basically against nuclear families. They were very clear. I don't remember exactly how it was worded, but it's very well known and well documented that Black Lives Matter has an anti-family narrative. And the power structure, you know, of the world is, and especially of America, which they really want to suppress, knows that families are the most difficult thing to crack, because families are solid, families are tight. Mothers will fight to the death.
Oh, yeah.
To make sure that their children aren't given vaccines that could hurt them. For example, right. That was a woman was... you know, I'm quoting someone who said that on, you know, the news in 2020, for example, when they were talking about, you know, this giving what mandatory COVID vaccines. So families are definitely weaponized or attacked by Marxism, by communism, by socialism, you know, by all these evil agendas. You got, you know, billionaires like George Soros that are funding a whole bunch of anti-family, you know, movements, anti-community movements. You know, George Soros is being quoted saying that he will, you know, basically, you know, create racial divide. He will fund, like, these, black radical hate groups to, you know, basically fight the whites in America. You know, there's all kinds of stuff, that is so, just proving this.
I found this. It seems that they've changed their...
Oh, yeah, they did.
They changed it now, but their What We Believe page on Black Lives Matter actually said, "We disrupt the Western prescribed nuclear family structure requirement by supporting each other as extended families and villages that collectively care for one another, especially our children, to the degree that mothers, parents, and children are comfortable." That is a pretty gross... why would that be necessary? I don't understand. Why would you...
Well, you have to remember, families are the basic building blocks of society.
And if you can break society.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And if you can break the family apart and disrupt it as much as possible and say, oh, well, you now we're your family now. We're going to break you from your old family. We're your new family.
Who was famous for talking like that, for saying that the children belong to the village? Takes a village to raise.
I think Hillary Clinton.
That's right. Hillary Clinton. and she's, you know, there's videos of her saying how her proudest moment was this Child Safe Adoption Act of 1997, which essentially, in this last testimony, Leah talks about how the child abuse has gone up something like 800%. I forget the number. You can listen to the committee hearing. I'll find it here in a minute and mention it, how to find it on YouTube. But it's gone up, you know, massive amount since the Child and Safe Adoption Act was, you know, put into law. But what the Child Safe Adoption Act did, if I'm stating it correctly, what that did is give tremendous amounts of money to the states or to these entities within the states, mostly Health and Human Services, incentivizing children to be taken from the family, families to be investigated. And there's even a report that came out of the federal government when they did put together all this data on the Child Protective Service industrial complex. They said that 89% of the instances that DCYF gets involved in had no there's no finding of harm or abuse or neglect or abuse 89% of the time. Like, this is a huge bureaucratic, you know, financial black hole, first off. And the culture of the workers, you know, just think about who goes to college to be a social worker. And think about the universities and these colleges that, fund and, or host these kind of programs to be, part of the parasite class to go work in government. And they're all sponsored by Jeff. Well, most of them are sponsored by Epstein and Ghislaine Maxwell's friends. You start looking and seeing who, at these universities, puts up the big money. You got the Gates. You got the Clinton's foundations. You've got, just start looking at the connections of all these big endowments, this big money coming into all of these woke, colleges that are spreading a mind virus that is known as wokeism. And I believe that's a really good way to put it, is a mind virus. I mean, you just look at these people who suffer from these mind viruses. And, first off, the hardcore woke people, you just start talking to them, you realize they have zero life skills whatsoever. They really need the government to provide them a job and protect them.
Well, they've been trained to have the government protect them and provide for everything that they do, like healthcare.
Yep.
I mean, obviously, the government is the best provider for healthcare.
Healthcare,
pension. Look at every civilized society in the world where government provides healthcare. It's so great, except it's not.
Yeah, that's...
That never is. That's why people in Britain have really bad teeth, because it's government-provided dental care there. You don't get the option to have private dentists.
If you go to Derby Line, Vermont, which is on a Canadian border at the top of 91, there is... I haven't been there in about 10 years, but I used to cross there all the time. And Phillipsburg at the top of Interstate 89, used to cross there also. You'll see that there's all these medical offices and all these medical buildings right on the Canadian border in these towns, because so many Canadians come to the United States to seek private health care because the health care in Canada sucks.
Yep.
And we wonder why people really want the government to run their health care for them.
Even just like in a smaller way, I guess. In the United States, there's a lot of restrictions in the form of what's it called? When, you know,
medical regulations.
Regulations. That's what I'm looking for. There's so many regulations that it makes things expensive, and so people will go to Mexico for things that aren't as regulated there.
But like the thing is in Canada, you can't even get like a CAT scan or an MRI for several months. Mm-hmm. So that's like one of the biggest deals they have up at the Canadian border is they have all of these. So what's funny is there's a whole bunch of pharmacies just north of the border, and there's a whole bunch of medical offices just south of the border. So you can like go to a pharmacy in Canada and get like I used to get this heart medication for a friend when I would go up there, and he would send a fax with a signature saying I could pick it up. But the heart medication I used to get from my buddy, I used to get him a 6-month supply from this pharmacy. It was like $38. And I forget what it was called, but it basically cost him like $400 a month in the U.S. And in Canada, I could get it, you know, for $38 for a 6-month supply. But, but the thing is like, you just can't even get the service up there. And the other thing, we're going back to like, the mentally ill, you know, libtards, that are being, you know, pushed out of these colleges, with essentially what's happened is these people have been educationally institutionalized, educationally indoctrinated their entire brain development years. Like your brain's done developing at 21 or 26 years old, whether you're a male or female, according to, you know, the science. And if you're in college till you're 26 years old, you've been, you know, institutionally indoctrinated your entire brain development life. And, you know, with the entire wokeism thing, it's like, it's just unbelievable. So the culture of these bureaucrats and these low-level bureaucrats is to make sure, first off, they're incompetent. They're of this, you know, wokeism ideology. They're pro, like, child chopping. You know, it's just a whole bunch of, like, broad-spectrum stuff going on here. And they desperately, desperately need government, their local government, to get all kinds of money from the federal government, or these people are pretty much convinced that they won't have a pension fund unless that happens. And they also need to expand their, the amount of employees that are in their, you know, division, state division or whatever it is. So they keep on paying into the pension, which is, you know, it's just how the pyramid scheme has to work. There needs to be a lot more people paying in than collecting, and at least, and but with the government, all they got to do is point, you know, guns at taxpayers and say, oh yeah, we need more money from you to pay these pensions. And the pensions are out of control. It's a big thing. It's a big black hole of dollars, tax dollars. And you wonder why Social Security Administration is broke is because billions of dollars a year of Social Security money are going to the states to fund child trafficking.
Oh, wow.
Literally.
It doesn't surprise me. It doesn't surprise me that the government is the tyrants and despots are doing this sort of thing.
And yep. This stuff is coming out on record, under oath, in New Hampshire.
They
in these
in the
House
name
committee
of
hearings.
Taking care of your kids, too, is like the worst part. Or like taking care of kids in general. Like that Black Lives Matter quote that we just read, it called children our children.
Oh,
like,
right.
They're not your children unless you birthed them or made them.
You go on my YouTube channel, Jay Noon, and a bunch of numbers. I forget what it is. And you can see where, and it's also on Free Keen Odyssey. There's a video that I took of the social worker that came to my house that wanted to interview my 2-year-old daughter alone. And, you know, you don't let, you know, pedophiles interview your 2-year-old daughter alone. you don't let child traffickers do that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
You don't let, you know, woke zombies do that. You know what I mean? And they have a horrible track record.
Plus, you don't know if this lady is a pedophile, even if she claims to be a social worker.
Well, I mean, if social worker working for the state with this qualified immunity, as far as I'm concerned, it's just ripe for predators.
Mm.
And I don't know if she's a pedophile. I just definitely, you know, an incompetent, ill-informed predator, as far as I'm concerned. So, but in that video, she's like, she says to me, we have a right to your children. I have a right. She says, we. I'm like, well, first off, who is we? You know, she says she's from the state of New Hampshire. And I said to her, the state, you have no rights. The state has no rights. Her as a state employee has no rights. She has immunities and privileges.
Anytime anyone says that, sometimes it's right-wing people will try to say the state has the right to decide which prison you go into based on your gender or people on the left will say, well, the state has the right to take your children if we think that they're in danger, and the state doesn't have rights, only humans have rights.
Yeah, and I would say only people have rights, not humans, because human beings are, are monsters that were formerly people, according to, I forget the exact 1828 Webster's Dictionary of human being, but, a monster that was formerly a man, I think is how it's described as. That's why I don't like using the term human.
Weird. Huh,
that's interesting.
Yeah, so, old English law stuff, but people is a really good one. The people have rights. Government-created entities or names on pieces of paper don't have rights. Even, they say states' rights. Well, the states sort of have these very limited, and they don't really refer to them as rights, but they have these privileges and immunities and duties and obligations, mostly called a fiduciary obligation to protect the rights of the people. That's the purpose of the state. But the states have no rights. Social workers in New Hampshire have no oath of office. They have no concept of what's going on. And all of this stuff is coming out in this committee, which is really good. And in a few minutes here, I'm going to tell you guys how to find this committee.
Well, we can bring Skeeter on the line. Skeeter, what's on your mind? You're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, why didn't Ver just pay his taxes that he owed?
I guess that will come out in the trial. I mean,
it wasn't the fact that he underpaid his exit tax, which only applies to people over $2 million.
Did you read it?
Of the U.S. government, but I read a small story, but
no. Did you read the? Well, I read the indictment. It does have to do with the exit tax. They're saying that he misrepresented how much money he had altogether, and therefore the exit tax amount he paid was incorrect. He should have paid more, and that's why they're saying he should go to jail.
Okay, yeah, that's still valid, both that and if he still has U.S. companies, he still owes taxes based upon what the company earns.
I don't think that he still has U.S. companies, but I don't know, but it doesn't really matter. It's like you're just repeating what the government says. Good for you. Have a nice day. 603-283-6160. No one should owe any money to these parasite classes just for making money themselves, being actually productive, unlike the parasite class. It's Free Talk Live. More coming up.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.